Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. This evening, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra Live transmission from our studios here in Enugu on this day, the 20th day of May in the year of our Lord 2014. We are welcoming you wherever you are. We do apologize for our late coming. There was a serious downpour here. Everywhere was choked up, it was clogged up. When we managed to get home to try and get from the car to the front door, we were soaked all the way through. That is how bad things are here. And as you well know, the infrastructure is non-existent. Everything failed completely. We have managed to restart our systems. We have managed to turn on the generator. And we are coming to you live and direct, and we hope uninterrupted, for the duration of our presentation this very evening. Therefore, we say, regardless of where you are on this planet, please accept good morning from us, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those brave Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world. We know that you are gearing up for the 30th of May. It is only 10 days away. We hope that every coordinator, every zonal coordinator, every principal officer of Biafra serving the indigenous people of Biafra via Biafrans in that very country where they find themselves in, that all of you have made all your preparations as you could, that you have mobilized people, that you have gotten your permission, and where no permission was sought nor given, that you have made adequate arrangements to go into a local hall or a church to remember those that fought for us, to remember those that died that we may live. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, I welcome you and say good evening from our capital city, Enugu. Here in Biafra land, we welcome you and we ask you to go to any of the following websites: www.radiobiafra.co, www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, www.biafrarestoration.com, biafravoice.com, biafratelevision.co. If you have downloaded Radio Biafra app, you should go to it. If you have not, Radio Biafra app is for free. If you go to BlackBerry Market, if you go to Android Market, if you go to iTunes, you should be able to download Radio Biafra app for free. We are also on satellite, and we know that some of you have been requesting for satellite to be installed for your parents, your uncles, your aunts, your family members. That is the right way to go. We are working on our transmitter, and we are praying that very soon we should be able to come to you also on transistor radio. Our plans also have been finalized to present Radio Biafra on television and on satellite, to be very precise. We must welcome you wherever you are. We offer our apologies for our late coming unreservedly, and we hope that you will be able to accept it. We are welcoming you once again wherever you are. Very, very shortly, our lines shall open, and when we open it, our studio line here is consistent. It doesn't change. The number is +234 8100 904 599. I repeat, +234 8100 904 599. Our work is ongoing at the memorial, a place, the centerpiece of our activity. That very day, wherever you are, regardless of the shape of the hall that you're in, come 12 noon that very day, you must face towards Biafra land. Whatever you are doing 12 noon on the 30th of May, you must face Biafra land. This is the epicenter of what we are doing. Our monument, which we are erecting to the glory and memory of those that died, is the center point, the focal point of this very planet on that day. You must face Biafra land wherever you are. Once it is 11:59, you face Biafra land, and when it strikes 12 noon, you will observe a 2-minute silence. We are going to raise the spirit of the dead. We are going to make sure that those of them that started this very enterprise and didn't finish it, that they hand over to us to go and finish it. That is why we do what we do. Every step we take, every action we undertake is designed to ensure a seamless transition from those of them that started it to this very generation that shall get Biafra. Our work is to get Biafra. We are not just here to broadcast. We are not here to recite the news and analyze it. We are here to prepare the mind, the body, the spirit, and the soul of our people and take what belongs to them, as they are killing us everywhere around the abominable contraption called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, as they continue to slaughter us by the hundreds every blessed day. This very place put together by the British, as our people are dying as we speak, as they are being slaughtered, being buried in mass graves all over the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. We must do something as a people. We cannot remain docile. If we continue to keep quiet, there will be nothing left of this race anymore. If we continue to keep quiet, we will all be dead. We rather die by fighting our enemies than stay and be bombed to death. The time has come. After the 30th of May, you will begin to return from wherever you are. We must defend this land. We must defend our right to exist as a people. We must defend this territory given to our progenitors by no other than Chukwu Abiyama. We must do what is right, and that time is now. We must fight to defend this very land. They are killing us. They said we must be Nigerians, and we accepted, and they started killing us.
They have not stopped. Today the bombs are coming down in Jos. Our people do buying and selling. They are the ones in the marketplaces. Our people travel a lot. When motorparks are bombed, our people are being destroyed. If we keep quiet and do nothing, there will be nothing left of this race. That is why this present generation, those of you who are born Biafrans, those of you with the blood of Biafra in your hearts, you must rise up now, not tomorrow, not next tomorrow, to reclaim what is rightfully yours. We must defend this territory. We must shed our blood for this territory. That is why we exist. That is why we have come. That is why Tukwa Biama determined that we must come. This nonsense has to come to an end. And this very year, we must respond to them. We must respond to the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, the Islamic people, the Muslim people are hell-bent on killing every Christian. We can no longer keep quiet. The time has come to do something. That time is this year, 2014. We must respond to them. Those of them preaching peace, this is not the platform for you. We came in peace. We sat at home for 10 years. We sat on the street. We shut the markets. Nobody was listening. Boko Haram came with death and destruction, and people are listening to them. As we preach this gospel this very evening, people are dead in Jos. A marketplace has been bombed in Jos. And for the very first time, the casualty figures are correct. Over 200 killed. Who are the people doing buying and selling in Jos? They are our people. Ohaneze will not speak for them. Masop is already disbanded. They are into criminality and Nigerian politics. You, the genuine Biafrans, all of you that bravely identified yourselves as the people of the indigenous people of Biafra, all of you identifying with what we are doing, those of you who understand the meaning of discipline and loyalty, those of you that regard Biafra as the only way to salvation, now is our time. Now is our time. After the 30th of May, things will no longer be the same. We are going into the militant phase of our struggle. We announce it so that the people will know, that the world may know, and not judge us too harshly. Everything will change. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. Our people are here assembled. Those of them that left everything that they could have been doing outside to come back here to serve this very place. We are here this very evening, and once again, I reiterate our unreserved apology for our late coming. The circumstances were completely beyond us. You must bear with us. The infrastructure here is ludicrous, to put it mildly. Biafra can never be this way. Impossible. This new Biafra we are creating is going to be the most civilized piece of territory on the face of the earth, and we are going to build it together. All of us, together, as one indivisible family. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Nanto.
It's off.
Hello?
No.
Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra, friends of Biafra. We welcome you for today's edition of Radio Biafra on our studio here in Enugu, in our capital city, in Biafra land. My name is Osta Okeke. I come from Orumba South LGA, Umunze in Biafra land. We welcome you. We must also use this opportunity to apologize for our late coming. We are working for you. Thank you for staying tuned.
Thank you very much.
Good evening, Biafrans worldwide and our friends. I say you're welcome to today's program. This is your brother, Kuchukumweze, from Owonkano East, Enugu, Biafra land. And we're reaching you live and direct from our studio here in Coast City. You're welcome to this program.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good evening, the people of Biafra. My name is Chuka Abosa. I am from Omudioka in Noka South, Biafra land. I welcome you all, and I will apologize for our late coming. Thank you all.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hello, Biafrans all over the world, our brothers and sisters, our friends, our well wishers. We welcome you to today's broadcast that is coming live from our studios here in Enugu, Biafra land. My name is Ebere Chukwu Anubuogu. I am from Nkpologu. Nkpologu is in Nsukka, Nsukka is in Enugu and Enugu is in Biafra land. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Hello, Biafrans all over the world. My name is Chioma Amarillis. I am from Omagara Onitsha in Ezi.
What is your surname?
Ahagotu.
Sorry?
My surname.
What is your surname?
Ahagotu.
No, I can't hear you.
Ahagotu.
Please go ahead. And you're from?
Umarara Onichen, isn't it NBC? Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We are here assembled. Those of them who are not here or on assignment. If you are not here, that means you are working for your country. You are on an assignment. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome the whole world. We know that people are listening from the east to the west. Some of you are awake. It is your 12 midnight. For some of you, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., even 4 a.m. in the morning. We know that for sure. And we are here to serve you. We are here to ensure that collectively, all of us will go and get Biafra together. Because Biafra is the kingdom of heaven on this very earth. And we are going to prove it to everybody. We must continue to do this very work, which Chukwu Abiam has said we must do. And in so doing, people sometimes ask me, what is the secret of the success behind the work of the editorial board of Radio Biafra? And I say to them, it is truth, consistency, and honesty. It is fearlessness before your enemies. You must be scrupulously clean. You must be whiter than white and whiter than snow. You do not retreat. You don't surrender. It is either Biafra or death. Once you have this as your creed and mantra, there is no way that you will not succeed. There is no way that Biafra will not come. If you have any contributions to make, you must make it. Because Biafra belongs to everybody. Do I have the barrister with me? Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me?
Yes, Barrister, I'm here.
I must welcome you. I must welcome the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, who has joined us all the way from London in England to broadcast this very gospel of redemption to the entirety of humanity, regardless of their location on this very planet we call Earth. Barrister, you will acknowledge our people. You will acknowledge the indigenous people of Biafra answering to Biafrans in their various countries all over the world. You will accept them graciously. You will thank them for their loyalty, their patience. You will thank them for their discipline. You will also thank them for their support. You will also even thank them in advance for what they are about to do come the 30th of May of 2014. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director, but first of all, let me thank you yourself, both now and also in advance, because what you're doing in Biafra land is inestimable, is incalculable, and it is also something that we cannot put a price on. I thank all of you from our beloved sisters from Chioma, Ahotu, or I don't know how she pronounced it.
Ahotu.
To our own Brigadier. I still hesitate to miss this name, Rita Anibogo.
Barrister, you are pulling the cart backwards, please. Her name is Ebere Chukwu. Barrister, the reason why you insist on Rita is that you have not given us your own name. That is why you are insisting on. You want two or three people that will be with you.
Forgive me for this time, because that name, Rita, has made an outstanding household name. If you ask me, this Ebere Chukwu for me is secondary. But that name, Rita, has been so magnanimous, so common in my lips, and in fact, too incredible to start changing the particular original name that it is known for. However, Radio Biafra changing the names of every individual, we will eventually comply. But please forgive me, because you know, some of us learn very, very slow. And one of them, Director, unfortunately, please forgive me. Let me also thank Chukaposa. Osita Demma, Biafra away from today, Demma. Osita, I don't know if you know the full meaning of your name. Not every time you say Osita. I've told you the stumped Osita. Say Osita. O-S-I-T-A. Osita Demma, not Osita. You are pronouncing it fast in an English way. I thank all of you there. Moloku himself and those who are still coming on their way. For what you are doing for Biafra now and also in the future, as commanded by Director himself, he said, I should greet you not only for now, also greet you in advance. And that's exactly what I am doing. May God bless all of you that you have left what you are doing to go and represent Biafra. Chukwa Biama will see to your individual problems. And we'll sort them out for you. There is Biafra. There is also personal and individual problems. Chukwa Biama will not overlook you. He will support whatever case you put yourself in. And I also take this opportunity to thank fellow Biafrans worldwide that made their contributions remain regardless that they are not there presently. Spiritually, they are there because they make every contribution they have been asked to make. They represent you spiritually, they represent you physically, they represent you financially. We are all given different approaches to life. I thank all of you wherever you are, east, west, north or south. Biafra must come. For those who endure and for those who remain steadfast, and for those who will drop sheep, the weak in spirit, for those of us who are very strong in spirit, will console and consult and also make you strong. There's no need running away from what belongs to you. You cannot run away from your father's land. I know some of us have decided you're not going home anymore. Running away from their originality. In Yoruba land, it is called Ole. When you see what belongs to you, you run away. That means cowardice. Yoruba call it Ole. The Igbo people call it Ojo. That you see what belongs to you, you run away from it. Here in Radio Biafra, it's inconceivable. It is unacceptable. And we don't accept it whichever way, form or shape. Fellow Biafrans, I'm proud of all of you. Men, women, children, including the unborn ones. I'm proud of that name, Biafra. And it must be reestablished. May God be with all of you. Remember those who could not even get through yesterday. Today is your day. Call on time. Our engagement rule is this. When you call, turn off your listening devices. After which, you can return back to Radio Biafra program. Everything has been recorded. We don't shy away from reality. We tell you as it is. Onyujago, Director was saying yesterday, he cannot remember if it was somebody else or if it was Barista Mami. Director, it is me that says if you are running away from what belongs to you, it does not belong to you. Onyujago, here, you quoted rightly, but you didn't know who it belongs to again. It is me, Imam.
I acknowledge.
That's what I say.
I acknowledge.
Whatever belongs to you, you don't run away from it. I also remind you that Kirikiri is dying because of pain. The Afrans, look, in Jos, we are bombed. Katuna, we are bombed. And there was no war. Remember what my fellow the Afrans said yesterday. What we are starting, are we prepared to stay? We are not even fighting. They are killing us. We are not going to fight. We are going to restore the Afrans. All of you, please listen out. We are going to restore Biafra. We are not fighting anybody. However, if anybody should stand in our way to take what belongs to us, then there will be fight. We are not fighting nobody. And we are not inviting anybody to come and fight us. All we are saying, if I'm going to take what belongs to me, if I see your hand, I'll cut it off. That is all we are saying. We are not fighting nobody. We are not asking anybody to fight us. He who comes to equity must come with clean hands. Biafran, we are coming with clean hands. Therefore, we should not expect any obstruction. We don't want any obstacle whereby any group of people, a village or a country or the zoo, try to stop us because they are taking our oil. They are killing us, they are bombing us, and nobody is talking. We will die this time to get Biafra, since we are being killed, and we are not even seeking for Biafra, and they are killing us. We will seek for Biafra after 30th of May, this 2014. That is, if we die, it is justifiable. That we will know the reason for dying. Quoted by Kere Kere, the mad woman. I'm standing by.
Thank you very much. I always love it, Barrister, when you talk about this mad woman, because sometimes even mad people do make some sense. Thank you very much, and you will remain with us, please. Our brother, Obunnaya Akpa, was so concerned about this debate, about our dear sister here, Berechukwu, and her European name, Rita, that he sent me the meaning of the word Rita. And it is astonishing. People will hear me always say that we are the children of the light. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And Rita means child of light. Isn't that amazing? We are in esteemed company. She is a child of light. So her coming to Biafra is a justification of the name that she was given long time ago. That is not an excuse for us to return to Rita. No, her name is Eberechukwu. And that is not an excuse for anybody to answer anything else apart from the name of your village, a name from your village. If you cannot remember what your mom or your dad gave to you, please try and go back to where you come from and ask them, what should my name be? This is Radio Biafra. And as the barrister said, 30th of May is pivotal. 30th of May is important. I will not begin to overemphasize the importance of the 30th of May. That is the day we tell the world that there is a people and that there is still a country called Biafra. Today was our tweet Tuesday. I don't know how many people tweeted today. I do not know. But we are asking you that with the remaining time we have this evening, you will go to your phones, because on Radio Biafra, serving the indigenous people of Biafra, we do practical things. We don't believe in theory. Everything we do is practical. Something tangible you can feel. We do not pontificate. We don't theorize. We practicalize. You will tweet. Even if you've tweeted before, you will tweet again tonight. I want, by the time at the end of this program, or former will tell me that Biafra is tweeting or is trending more than any other topic on Twitter. If you have tweeted before, you must continue tweeting. This night we tell the world that the 30th of May of 2014 is sacred if you're a Biafran. Do you know why Owazirike resigned from freedom fighting? It is because of the coming of the 30th of May 2014. If he remained where he was, and we remember MASOP members killed, without him being a part of it, he'll be dead. He knows that very well. That's why he ran away before the 30th of May. We are going to let the world know. Before you call Radio Biafra, please make sure you have tweeted. We must remind humanity that there is this country called Biafra seeking its, I will not call it independence. What we are seeking is freedom from this very abominable and dastardly contraption concocted by no other than one single man His name is Frederick Luger, the white man. We must remind the world again that we are Biafrans, and at the 30th of May, how was it put? Carol Monday put up a post in Radio Biafra London. We must look at precisely how it was worded. He says, yes, of course, I'm correct. Hashtag, don't say too much. Just say, I don't know, you don't say hashtag. You write that thing that looks that, Atiku Abubakar said it is Naira. He didn't know it is hashtag. It is not Naira. Go and put hashtag on Twitter. If you don't have Twitter account, create one. Put hashtag and then you write 30th May. All one word, no space. 30th May 2014. That's all. Let the world begin to wonder what is 30th of May 2014. You will continue tweeting. Today is our Tweet Tuesday. And the reason why I decided to remind everybody this late is that this was why we lost the war before. I have studied it and I know it very, very well. We lost the war because we could not sustain with any degree of discipline the various tasks before us. We couldn't. We said Tweet Tuesday. It means every Tuesday you tweet. After all, every Sunday you go to church. Some of you start from Bible class on Tuesday. You go to Tarry Night on Wednesday. You go to Power Pack prayer on Thursday. On Friday, you are communing with the bishop. On Saturday, you are going to sweep the mission. On Sunday, you go to church. We ask you for only 5 minutes every Tuesday to remind the world that we exist as a people. And this night will not be any exception. We get fatigued easily. We get tired easily. That is why we fought for 3 years and ran away. Whereas Southern Sudan fought for 30 years. Why are you resting when the hill is in front of you? Ordinary tweeting, you cannot tweet. To send Twitter. If you don't know, ask anybody. It's not something to be ashamed of. You are sending a message. CNN won't carry our story. You are the CNN we have. BBC will not carry our story. You are the BBC we have. You are the NTA we have. You are the Al Jazeera we have. Go and make sure you tweet. If you don't know how to do it, ask somebody. They will talk you through. It's not rocket science. If you can open Facebook and open email, you can also open a Twitter account. If you keep tweeting and that account is closed, in fact, it can't be closed because you're not tweeting anybody. You're not hashtagging anybody. You are merely tweeting. Hashtag 30th May 2014. That must be done, please. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to work on our memorial. Work is gathering speed. And I think that yesterday and today, for the very first time, I think that the work has gathered pace. And we are working around the clock to ensure that we have it as the place, as the center point of our prayer on that very day, in the next 10 days. The world will know we exist. We must continue to go ahead to bring the news headlines and accompanying news summary. Our lines are not open yet. We know that some people are calling us. Our line is not yet open. When it does open, we will inform you. There is a breaking news. That breaking news is that they have killed us again in Jos. Before they killed us in Abuja, they have been singling us out with sniper rifles in Maiduguri, in Nasarawa, in Yobe. They have bombed us in Kano. They have bombed us in Madala. They have bombed us in Abuja. Now they have gone to Jos and they have slaughtered us in our hundreds in Jos again. That is the signature headline today. That once again, explosions rock Jos and that many are feared dead. When the police says to you that many are feared dead, then there are dead bodies in their hundreds. Oh, kwanne nna mmonde ya nina na-egbu. These are human beings. The reason why they are not here is because they cannot find a means to live. The money they had was taken by Awolowo immediately after the war. Nobody could bequeath anything to them. They are struggling. These are poor people. What they do is buying and selling. They are petty traders. They are artisans. They have not done anything to anybody. Why are you killing them? Hausa, Fulani people, you people have been in charge of this very country from the beginning. Anybody you don't like, you kill and remove from office. You have all the oil blocks. All the industries are located in your land. You control the seaports, although it is not in your area. You control the army, you control the navy, you control the air force. You decide who should live and who should die. You appoint leaders for all other ethnic nationalities. Hausa, Fulani people, what else do you want? What else are you looking for? You want our blood. You want to convert us forcibly to Islam. That is not going to be possible. It won't happen. Never will it happen. We must continue. We are also reporting that Jonathan is meeting his service chiefs. I don't know why he will meet them. Jonathan is meeting his service chiefs to try to cooperate with the USA, because the US said he will not cooperate with them because they are corrupt, as we reported yesterday. Today he called them together into a meeting to ask them not to be corrupt once again. That is also another headline we are bringing to you. Somebody is saying why we must crush Boko Haram in ECOWAS. ECOWAS is a regional body rife with corruption. They say that ECOWAS is the Economic Community of West African States, free movement of goods and services. They wanted to copy the European Union as a free trading zone. Do you know that in the EU, they don't stamp your passport if you travel from the UK to Spain, you walk through immigration. But try traveling with the zoo passport, even to Ghana. You see what will happen to you. There are places you get to on ECOWAS. You leave the car, the vehicle you're in, and you walk across. That is what is wrong with our people. You copy something, you lack the discipline to underpin that very thing. Europe is developed because if you call a meeting for 4 o'clock, everybody's there, 3:55. There is a discipline that underpins any good thing that you see. If Radio Biafra is doing very well, it's because we are disciplined. We know our jobs and we do it very well. They said in ECOWAS that they will crush Boko Haram. These are the collection of the most poorest countries in the world, where people get into power, they don't want to live anymore. In some of these places, people live a life with less than $1 in a day. They said they'll stop Boko Haram. Northern governors are complacent. Their wickedness and their evil character is the reason why they are suffering, according to Aliyu Gabi. At least somebody speaking the truth. I never knew that a Hausa person can speak the truth. Never. Youths on rampage over murder in Anambra community. The youth are on rampage in Anambra. Somebody is saying that they will bring down the oil industry, according to MEND. They have a saw. They will go and saw the pipeline and bring the whole thing to an end. We want MEND to up their game. They should do something spectacular to match what Boko Haram is doing. Because when we enter into the field, things will be very, very different. We assure everybody of that. As long as our people remain disciplined, as long as they understand they have to fund what we are doing, unless they are giving us the permission to go into armed robbery. As long as the people in diaspora, as long as indigenous people of Biafra in over 88 countries of the world continue to support what we are doing, dear Lord, there is no way Biafra can't come next year. We will burn this place down. It's as easy as ABC, because we have the heart to do it. Others can't. On Radio Biafra, we say something and we do it. We don't have time for theory and pontification. I read politics and economics. I know political theory inside out. I can tell you what Aristotle said. I can tell you what Immanuel Kant said. I can tell you what Thomas Locke said. Anybody, every philosopher I have studied, not all of them, I hasten to add, but most of them I have read. I am a student of Machiavelli's The Prince. I've read it inside out. That was how I understood what Hausa Fulani people did to us. Why we are so imbecilic and weak as weak as Jonathan, as pathetic as Good Luck Jonathan. Okorocha is saying that Wazirike did not make him the governor. The dance of the two fools, I call them. They are saying that 16 suspected Boko Haram terrorist members arrested in Imo State. 16 of them arrested in Imo State. The Yoruba people are threatening secession at national conference. They are there and they are threatening secession. We are also reporting that the clueless president of the zoo, Jonathan, orders service chiefs to probe Kanu bombing. As they are probing Kanu bombing, they have bombed Joss. He will now set up another committee to look into the Joss bombing. Jonathan, you can't win. You have lost because of your weakness, because of your ineptitude, because of your failure to grasp the fundamentals of governance in a zoo like Nigeria. You don't understand it. You have to be an animal to govern animals. And now, the news in greater detail. Two explosions hit a bustling bus terminal and market frequented by thousands of people in the central city of Jos in the Zoological Republic. This happened this very afternoon. Police said that there are unknown number of casualties. When the police in the zoo tell you unknown numbers, people are dead. Unknown numbers means hundreds of people are dead. No longer 19 or 7, fear dead. Wait for CNN tomorrow morning. Wait for NTA. They will say it's 15 people. But the police on the ground are saying, oh, countless are fear dead. Who are the people in Jos trading? Akwandibu, Kahabu, in Jos trading. They are dead. If you have a relative in Jos, you might as well call them. If they have a shop, a lockup shop in the market, there's every chance that they are dead. Try and contact your family members, and whilst you're doing so, continue tweeting. Hashtag 30th May 2014. If you don't know how to use Twitter, ask somebody close to you. The blast could be heard miles away, indicating they were sizable. The blast was heard many miles away. The cause was not immediately known, but the explosions come amid a bombing campaign by Nigeria's Boko Haram. The Hausa Fulani people, they are hell-bent on killing. They are hell-bent on Islamizing people. This is the handiwork of Buhari. This is the handiwork of Ibrahim Babangida. This is the handiwork of Atiku. This is the handiwork of the Satan of Sokoto. The Sultan of Sokoto, these people are complicit in the death of innocent people. Yet they are walking about very free. One Nigeria. Exactly what the British wanted. This is a way to reduce your population. They said that Nigeria is the most populous country in Africa. How best to reduce their numbers? They gave you HIV AIDS. It didn't kill all of you as they expected. They gave you Ebola, it didn't kill all of you. They gave you Legionnaires' disease, it didn't kill all of you. They gave you smallpox, chickenpox, all these things they gave you. And people don't know that all these diseases have been cultured and they are in refrigerators. At the headquarters, at the research laboratories of every major pharmaceutical company of the world, this is how they make money. That did not work. And as somebody is alleging, Mrs. Clinton and some few people in America got together and decided that the best way to reduce the population of Africa is by encouraging Boko Haram. I don't believe that. I do not. Because Mrs. Clinton was not there when Matasine was killing people. The Americans were not there when, what's the name of the other group that they had after Matasine? There was another group. There was Hezbollah. There was Matasine. There was another group after Matasine, again, killing people. Then Americans were not involved. Boko Haram is just a continuation of that. Not as a result of what the Americans are doing. No, I don't believe in that. Dear Lord. We must continue. We must continue. Boko Haram is killing us in Jos. Youths are on rampage in Anambra over the murder in a community. Agwata Council area
of Anambra State were thrown into confusion following a violent demonstration by youths of the community over the alleged killing of one of them by gunmen on Sunday night. The incident occurred few hours after gunmen suspected to be kidnappers allegedly abducted Chief Stephen Azike, the father of Ecobank General Manager in Lagos, Mr. Ifeanyi Azike, in Igboukwu community. On May 11, 2014, Chief Azike regained his freedom on Saturday morning after staying with abductors for 5 days. It was gathered that trouble started when some residents of Umudege village, Igboukwu, woke up and beheld the gory sight of the lifeless body of a young man in his late 20s, suspected to be a student of the Federal Polytechnic Oko and the late son of the owner of Moonshine Hotels. According to the Secretary General, Umudeg Improvement Union, Igboukwu, Mr. Uche Umewabo, the incident, though still hazy, occurred shortly after government invaded the village and kidnapped Ifeanyi Azike's father. He said that the lifeless body of the deceased was discovered with bullet wounds in his stomach near the compound of the father of the Ecobank's boss, which threw the entire village into confusion. MEND has vowed to continue its systematic attacks on the nation's oil industry in a statement issued via email by its spokesperson Jomo Gbomo, in which it claimed responsibility for the recent fire incident at the NNPC pipeline jetties at Okrika River State. MEND said the attack was carried out to protest the inaction of President Goodluck Jonathan over the Niger Delta Amnesty Program. Gbomo, while claiming that the facility was infiltrated by some of its fighters, dismissed the official position that the damage was caused by vandals and oil thieves. The statement read in part, "The Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta MEND takes responsibility for the sabotage on Sunday, May 18, 2014, on the Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation NNPC refinery jetty pipeline in Okrika River State of Nigeria. This attack is in line with our ongoing operation Hurricane Exodus, which was intended to bring down the entire refining facility. This facility was infiltrated by a few of our fighters with the aid of our internal agents within NNPC, contrary to speculations that the sabotage was carried out by pipeline vandals and oil thieves," which is a very convenient phrase used in shielding the truth from the public. The statement concludes, "MEND is on the war path. They should continue what they are doing. We welcome it." Imo State Governor Rochas Okoroacha has dismissed a statement created to the leader, not the leader, to the ex-leader of Masopo, should say, because he's no longer associated with Biafra. He's a politician seeking for election to Senate under ABGA. He said that Uzurike claimed that he was instrumental in the election of Okoroacha as the governor of Imo State. And Okoroacha is saying that Uzurike knows that he has lost relevance and is looking for that very relevance by bringing his name into it. It is a non-story. Sinister signs of security threat in Imo State emerged at the weekend when security operatives comprising men of the Nigerian Police and Department of State Security, SSS, arrested young men suspected to be Boko Haram members. Trumpets had in recent times exposed security threats in the state, ranging from the presence of some Fulani headsmen and lackluster approach of the state government to provision of certain logistical and necessary infrastructure for protection of lives and properties. While the dust raised by that publication has not yet settled, a sad incident occurred on Wednesday night at the private home of the immediate past governor of the state, Chief Ikedo Hagim, when that very place was bombed. As the National Conference enters its plenary session, the Afenifere has demanded for a regional autonomy to be granted to the Yoruba people in the South, West, or the Yoruba will secede from Nigeria. Do I need to read more on that story, on that news, that the Yorubas are threatening to secede? For those who don't know Yoruba people, anytime they threaten to secede, they want a ministerial appointment. You give it to them, and they go back and they sleep. After 2-3 years, they come up again. Yoruba want to secede. The Yorubas are lily-livered cowards. They do not have it in them to attempt secession. Yorubas are cowards, and Yoruba cannot secede. Do you know why? Because a sizable chunk of Yoruba land in Ilorin, the heart of Yoruba land is Ilorin, that is under the Emirate rule, answerable to Sokoto. Yoruba can never secede. It is impossible. If they secede, they lose Ilorin. They are cowards. Yorubas are not known for their bravery in battle. Nobody can remember, I keep reminding people all the time, to tell me one famous battle commanded by Yoruba general where they won. None whatsoever in their history. They do not have it in them to succeed. It is not a news. Yorubas are talkatives. They are cowards. They can't do anything. They are born cowards. Naturally, they are cowards. They can't do anything. Indications emerged yesterday that the Nigerian troops were set to take up battle with the invidious Boko Haram terrorists who have pitched their tents in the northeast, wreaking havoc around the region. In several tweets from the Twitter handle Abati 1990, presidential spokesman Ruben Abati posted four pictures depicting Nigerian soldiers in combat readiness to confront Boko Haram insurgents. Abati said in one of the tweets, with a photograph showing soldiers massing with a tank, "Nigeria is committed and patriotic troops in action to crush Al-Qaeda Boko Haram terrorists of Sambisa to bring back their girls." There is something these people don't understand. You don't fight modern warfare with tanks. They must know that. Go and ask the Americans. Their tanks were ineffective in the rugged plains of Afghanistan. You mobilize a tank and a roadside impoverished, I won't call it improvised, the impoverished roadside device will destroy it completely. Once you cut the chain, you immobilize an entire tank. It does not take rocket science to understand that. The mines these days are so strong. The anti-personnel mines these days are so strong that it can disable an Abrams tank. Using a tank to go into battle is meaningless. It is useless. You can never win. This is Radio Biafra. We also told you that Aliyu Garibi is saying that the northerners, the Hausa Fulani people, are responsible for their plight. Go and tell that to the British that gave power to them. The British hated us. They gave us the Bible, gave us Christianity. But their hatred for us was so much that they handed us over to Hausa Fulani people to come and Islamize the children of God. That is their undoing. They can never get us. It's impossible. They can never get us to become Muslims. It is impossible. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. Our lines are open. If you want to call us, you can call us now. I don't know what is happening to our Skype line. I hope we can try and resolve it as quickly as possible. The first caller this evening is on the line. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are. Whilst I wait, the barrister, please.
Hello, director. Good day. This is from Barcelona, 9 in half of darkness, called Lagos.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Am I through with radio? Because I'm not listening.
You are not listening, therefore you cannot call us. You have to be listening to call Radio Biafra. Thank you very much. You have to be listening to Radio Biafra before you can call us, unless you are reporting an incident. If you are not listening, please do not call Radio Biafra. Our lines are open once again. This is Radio Biafra. Who here wants to speak? I want to know, do you have anything to say? If you don't, we proceed. If you do not have anything to say, then we try and proceed. If you have something to say, you must call Radio Biafra. If you are listening, you call Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
That's Baseli Neshi from Switzerland.
Sorry, what is your name?
Hello. My name is Baseli Neshi from calling from Switzerland.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Am I speaking to the director?
You are on to Radio Biafra. Are you listening to Radio Biafra right now as we speak?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Please go ahead.
Nothing. I have much to say. Only just to thank you for your good working, and then to thank all the Biafra around all the world that they are contributing about what you people are doing for us. Well, I have not much to say, but our people are so, as you said, so cowardly that you can advise your brother. Some people don't know where they come up from. They don't believe where their land or where the mother found them, that you can speak to somebody answering your name as your brother. This is what we are going about, and this is what we are doing about now. And no one of them can able to tell you, yeah, the only call you say, you people are these people now saying or doing this Biafra that they believe in Nigeria or whatever they know. But I only just to conclude that our people here are so that people who don't can say that they learn or they went outside, even if you don't study nothing, but at least to know that this is your home. No place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like where your fatherland, even if you living with your wife, you can proud of your own way they born you. You don't need to say you're black or whatever, but you're proud of your color. Proud of where God bless your home is really blessed. No matter what is going on and your people are doing rubbish, so you are the one to like them that this is really not good. That you're living in a desperate and then you see what changing that you can do to them, because this is what our people, they watch them bring only by and say we already done before we move out of Nigeria, and still on their brain now that you cannot address them. Now they are waiting that till you get this fighting, then they are about to do something, or now to support this, they will tell you, you are calling me to what this money you people are paying for. Is this money you people are paying for what reason? So, Nandi, my spirit, as I said to you, I'm from Anambra State, in Umurumu, I am a local government. But I'm happy, and then my spirit always, if you ask out your voice, I'm not capable of saying believer, but I believe in what my spirit, my own land said that, let me speak in Igbo. Let's say you are a Christian or whatever. Before the church or whatever you people call it, we have what we say. But I'm happy today to be hearing the word. Since over, I'm starting hearing this thing. I'm trying every day to just to say hello to you and the Kano and all the members. The brave Biafra around you and the other ones around the whole world. I'm thanking everybody who brings himself out or herself about this struggle. Whether it comes today or it comes tomorrow, or if we don't get it, we must do something, because if your father started the foundation and then you grow up and see what foundation your father laid, if you don't do it, it's a shame for yourself. But we are trying to know. We don't need to say somebody else is worse. This Biafra as a name, some people don't know it. Even some of our people, if you tell them that Biafra, they say what Biafra. They don't even that they don't even care that this war, 67 to 70, some people don't know about it. But I thank you. My name is Basil Umar Adin Nerechi.
Yes, Basil.
Mulumu. I am Melmo.
Umulumu.
Local government, Anambra State.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
So I'm a treasurer for Zona Alten Arau, Switzerland. In Switzerland here. I'm the treasurer of this Radio Biafra, indigenous people of Biafra. Anywhere, any day they call us, I'm around of you. Whatever we are doing.
Thank
I'm not thinking of whatever somebody aside is saying, but my own spirit tell me that what you people are going on is something that a man, not every man can speak and stand on his word. But what you are doing, by your voice, since I started listening to Radio Biafra, I know there's something God, the gift God gives somebody, and try to maintain it. And that's kind of human being I believe in my life. I'm not somebody who listen for a friend that advice that you see my own spirit I follow. When God says, when my own spirit says, follow this person I follow. If you are again. If you are lose, I lose. So I'm very grateful for all those members. I don't need to call them. The millions of you over there. And may God tukuadiama. I demalo and tukuadiama de. If I know Nkwado who speak in Igbo, Nkwado Mbofis like that to me. May God guard you people, and this dear friend must come. Thank you very much.
He said, and thank you, my dear brother. You have opened it up very well for us. I was our very first caller for today, that this is Radio Biafra. Our Skype line is a bit shaky, I must say. but we are here to ensure that we do justice to it, and hopefully very shortly we shall open that line as well. We are welcoming you wherever you are. We are reminding you that we only have 10 more days to go. 10 more days to go. We hope that our people are prepared. We hope that your units, your country, wherever you are, your zone, that you are prepared. This is Radio Biafra, your name and where you are, please.
Hello.
Yes, please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay, my name is Ogechukwu Azike. I'm from the village of Buku, Agwata local government.
Thank you.
Can I go on?
Please go on. Yes, the world is listening. Go ahead.
Okay, am I live on the radio, on the live broadcast?
Are you listening to Radio Biafra now?
Yes.
Don't lie to me. Are you listening to Radio Biafra?
Yeah, I'm listening to Radio Biafra.
Then why are you asking if you're live or not? Okay, when I picked your call.
Okay, right next. Okay, I want to say something about the broadcast. I'm calling from, my name is Doug Bichu, because you can call me from London.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I want to report about the, you know, the director gave about the incident that happened at the Buku. My father was kidnapped.
What? It was your father that was, is your brother the bank manager of Eco Bank in Lagos?
Yes, it's my father that was kidnapped in Buku.
Sorry about that. Yeah, of course, it's not my fault. In England, you don't say sorry because it's not your fault.
Hello?
Go ahead, please. We are listening. Go ahead.
Yes, I had the news. I said, let me call and say that my father, the news is true. So they kidnapped my father on Sunday, last week, Sunday. Not this last week, the upper one. So they kidnapped me and demanded for money. And in the process, they killed someone outside our compound. So I'm really happy with what is happening, the struggle we are doing, because if you don't do anything now, thanks to our company, nobody. Once you're in Lagos, once you're not in that home, once you're in Lagos, you can't go to village. Once you step up, once you enter Onitsha, they will kidnap you from there. One of the top of people that is staying in our blood, people that will leave their blood, that one is when they kidnap you, they will kill you. So that is what is happening in our community now. So I thank God for Radio Biafra and the struggle we are putting on. I pray that God will sustain us and let's have our country and go back home and reorganize. Put everything in place, because what you have now is not working. Both the police, both the government structures and everything, nothing is working over there. So we must do something about it in order to live. Because if we continue like this, all of us are going to die. And again, I want to say something about the memorial. I want to say one of my neighbor in the village, Mr. Simon Obi Okeke, he's the person that designed the Biafra Hall. The man died during the Biafra War. He was because in the Biafra community, we have a civil school as the director and CBN Biafra governor, the Slum Bank governor, and Simon Okeke, that's my neighbor in the village, is a director of operations, the Slum Bank. So the man died during the Biafran War. He was then abroad for negotiation about the Biafran struggle, the Biafran War. Then the Nigerian army shot down their plane. So the man died during the war. So I'm praying God that we are in remembrance for their rest in peace. So I'm fully in support of Radio Biafra, and I have been contributing, supporting the struggle. I'm giving my final contribution directly to the account, Biafra account on the website. So
thank you very much.
I'm really out for the struggle, and pray that God will continue to support us and be with us. Because what is happening, nobody is going to run away. And nobody, because this thing can happen to my family, nobody is free again. I said that my father is not a politician. My father is an ordinary community leader. Not a politician, an Nigerian politician. He's just, you know, that maybe his son is coming from being well, this and that, they are coming backwards. If you don't do anything about our Biafra, there's nobody can do it for us. Everybody's is affected. There's no going back. I'm saying that we should continue until we get our best one. Thank God, and thank God for you people. So that's what I want to contribute today.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And how is your father? Have you spoken to him? How is he?
Yeah. So his name is he's all right. He's doing some treatment. He's undergoing some treatment at the moment.
They dropped him in Imo State after paying the ransom. I bet that when your father was growing up, or even at his age now, if anybody said to him that in this very land where you are born, where your ancestors come from, that one day one of your own kind will come there and kidnap you, he wouldn't believe it.
I never believed that. My father has been in my family. He used to live in a George, but after the war, he located the village. Now, he's been in the village, but that's where he did his business. That's where he learned everything about him. I never believed that. My father is a very popular somebody in my village. So he's very friendly with people. I never believed that nobody can ever come and say he kidnapped my father. I never believed that. So, they don't supply to us. So, the police, they couldn't do anything. SS, they couldn't do anything. So, nobody. So, we are our own. We are the one that we did everything on our own. Nobody helped. And then police, they are not efficient. They couldn't do anything.
It's very sad. Very, very sad. Anyway, we do wish him a very happy recovery. You will tell him that we are fighting for Biafra. The reason why we are fighting for the restoration of Biafra land is because such nonsense will not happen again. This is the gift from Owazurike to our people. Masop, Owazurike himself brought in kidnapping into our land. He brought in kidnapping. I told the kid, if he cared, if he didn't believe me, until we were in a meeting in London, somebody came in and told the kid that he was kidnapped by Owazurike's men. And he was shocked. He couldn't believe it. That is their gift to us. They are arch kidnapper. The person who leads all these things that they're doing is innocent torture. He's in Onitsha prison. Go and ask him. Sworn deposition before a competent court of law, stating it categorically. Owazurike asked me to start kidnapping. It is at Newi High Court. People should go there and read it. These are the type of idiots that came into our land, brought in satanic ways of doing things into this very place. A continuation of the very abominable priesthood in Arochukwu that sold our people. This very man that brought kidnapping into our land, that rendered asunder what we held sacred for centuries. This man, Udelegeri Ozunya, thank you very much for calling. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller also on the line. When we speak, people listen. We preach this very gospel and people respond to us. Give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra. They are not listening, are they? They do not listen. Give me the caller on the phone, please. The caller on Skype is wasting our time. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay, I'm coming from Makurdi, Benue State in Nezu. My name is Sunday.
Sunday, turn your system down, please. I can hear my voice. Turn your system down, please.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
Over the world. My name is Sunday Anuene. I'm calling from Benue State in Nezu. Hello?
The world is listening. Please go ahead. We acknowledge you. Please go ahead.
Okay. I want to congratulate our coordinator. He's making my day all over the world. I just want to tell him that he should keep on what he's doing. Because he's the voice of the voiceless. So he's the voice of the voiceless. So I want to congratulate my coordinator. Please, he should not be lent, because these people is dealing with us. We are behind him. In fact, in the place that we are, in the modern market, few of us, we are carrying this struggle, this message, telling them about the radio of Biafra, people are now busy installing it, and we are telling them the reason why we are not on our own. Because our voice, our anywhere we are being found as an Igbo, we are being maltreated as if we have nobody. Our leaders in the National Assembly are not speaking on behalf of us. Nobody is talking for us. So, but I thank God for what we are doing. I must say, God Almighty, the one that gave us Jesus Christ, who came and died for us, will help us through your struggle. And we are going to actualize and restore our Father's word, country. So I am pleading for all the indigenous people of the Biafra all over the world. They should come and try and deliver us from this slavery. If you watch the people of Israelites, we claim to be, that we are from Israelites, we should cry on them to come for our aid, and then we should help them. We are Israelites. We are not compatible with these people. They are not even people that you can mingle with. They are heartless. So please, I must say, Biafra is a nice country. I won't go see my father. Biafra is a nice country. I won't go see my mother. Biafra is a nice country. I won't go see my sister. So, coordinator, I thank you very much. Keep on. May God bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen and amen. Thank you very much for that. People in Makrodi, they are listening. We understand that most of our sites are under attack. We understand that very well. Please, I ask you to tell your friends, tell those who are in the diaspora who are struggling, to please go to www.biafratelevision.co. Biafratelevision.co is working. Biafrarestoration.com is working. Biafra Voice is working. peopleofbiafra.org is working. Please, 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 go there. It is working. We must move on. We should do so. Do we have somebody on Skype? The hello, caller on hello. Skype, can you hear me? Your name and where you are, please.
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear, Director.
Please go ahead.
My name is, My name is Hilary Chibo Omusrumba.
And where are you calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from Guangzhou in China right now, but I'm based in Tokyo.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Director, please, I want to find out if you have some people in Togo, because I'm due back in Togo on the 28th of this month.
But, let us ask the former Africa rep. She's here with us. Do we have people in Togo? Do we have a presence in Togo? Are they going to march on the 30th? They say we have people in Togo, and Togo is going to march on the 30th. When you go to Togo, you join good. Them.
Good. That's good. Okay. I must commend you for all that you have doing, Director. It is a very welcome development. I'm very happy to hear about this. I'm just hearing it for the first time. Somebody just told me here, and I just heard it. And I decided to log on and to follow what you are doing. I've been listening since 3 days ago. I'm very, very impressed with what you are doing, Director, and I know that Biafra must be restored. It is very, very important that we honor our fallen heroes. My father fought that war. Thank God that he's still alive. But we are still going to honor the people that died. It is very, very important we do so. I commend this venture. I commend it, and I'm going to be part of it. I am due back in Togo on the 28th, but I cannot contribute anything from here. I want to know on the 28th, because I heard you say last time, because I've been listening to all the, I've been going back, you know, going back, listening to all the past editions of this very broadcast, and I heard you say that on the 25th, you will close the lines for financial support. I want to know, can it be possible when I get to Togo? Is there any way I can still contribute, because I'm due back on the 28th?
Yes, you can. When you go to Togo, you can. Do we have the number of our coordinator in Togo? Can somebody please find it and send it to me? Somebody find it, please. Our coordinator of coordinators, Uchenno Nyema, you will find the number of the coordinator in Togo, and you will please send it to me. We'll announce it on air. Please, my dear brother, you can, and keep listening. Very, very shortly, we shall announce the number you can call when you get to Togo. Other people can copy it down. Those working for Rocha Sokolocha will copy it. Those working for APC will copy it. They will try to call our coordinator. But he or she will know what to do. I need the number of our coordinator in Togo. This goes to our coordinator of all coordinators, Uchenno Nyema. My dear brother, thank you for calling and God bless you.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. We have a caller on the line, a caller on the phone. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good morning, Director. This is Lawrence Anos from Taiwan, the coordinator of Taiwan here.
Our Taiwan coordinator, did you manage to arrange the things for your shirt to come on time from China?
Yes, Director. I have called our brother and I get through with him, the secretary. And he told me he called me literally this evening. He said that he will send to me the number of our coordinator in China, but he haven't done that yet. So I'm still waiting for him to, if he can please send me the number that I can call him. Or if our coordinator in China is listening, please, you can go ahead and call me ahead and get my number from the guy, or I can call my number for him too. So because time is running out, and the Taiwan have delayed a lot, but I think we are still on time. So I need to get to him so that he can give us what we need. Yes. And the director, I have to comment you guys on your good work doing, and our sister, Beretuku, and all of the brothers of Biafra, and Uchechukwu Enyeago, Osika, all of you guys are doing a great job, and we are with you guys. You guys should continue it. And sometimes, director, you know, new people people who listen to Radio Biafra secretly, now I can see that they're coming out calling slowly. And when they are calling, they should know that the indigenous people of Biafra, we have bought a transmission, and we have our studio right there in Enugu, our capital, and the indigenous people of Biafra have been going through, because now their master was Rikers, has announced his failure. Now they will be calling and try to make, we are happy on what you guys are doing. They should be contributing. Yeah, they should be contributing. Everybody should contribute to make sure we are moving forward, because in Biafra we stand and Biafra we must get. And sometimes, you know, the case that is going on, to our people need Biafra. When I go out to talk with our brothers, some people don't want to talk, but they really need Biafra. No Biafra man who don't need Biafra, who loves suffer. We are suffering a lot. We are not cowards. Only Yoruba people are cowards. Biafrans are not cowards. Sometimes people use that language. I don't really like it. Except those Biafrans called by them, not reborn Biafrans. We are not cowards. Well, after the war, Yoruba people are Wolowo and also called their names, I don't care. They took all our money from us. Our fathers, our great mothers and fathers, they start with nothing. So that they teach us how to do bad things, to make money, to earn our lives. But still, they took all we have, so that we don't have a good education, so that we don't become good people. So we are not the cowards. Yoruba people are the cowards. So we survive in our fight and survive and strength. Our people have suffered a lot and be killed every day in daily basis in Nigeria, because we are one with Nigeria. So our people are not cowards. People should not use that language, because this fight that is coming, we are going to fight it, and there is no way we are not going to fight it. Therefore, we stand. Therefore, we must get. Continue, Director, and God be with you.
Thank you very much, and may God be with you also. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you're calling us from. Please ensure that you turn your system down. When you do so, we also welcome our new listeners. Here, we prepare the minds of our people for what is to come. We are not cowards. We're not saying that. If we are cowards, we cannot be here doing what we're doing. If I am a coward, I cannot leave London. The safety of England to come down to this very place, my homeland, my beloved Biafra, to ensure that I serve my country. This is what some of us we are born to do.
If you find yourself privileged enough to be working for your country, please, every night, go and pray. You must be very lucky to serve Biafra, because things are going to happen in our own time. Chukwu Abiama's glory and his grace must come down here to bear on what we are doing. The work is still ongoing on our memorial. We need people to step forward to complete it. Your names will be indelibly etched onto a stone that can never be removed. Nobody can come and say, I was amongst those. If your name is not there, that means you are not amongst those that built it. As simple as that. We have three categories. We have gold, we have silver, and we have bronze. We are building a monument that will be the most beautiful in the whole of Africa. I did not say the zoo. I said Africa. It will be the finest memorial. If you look upon it, the grace of God shall come upon you, because we have sited it on the holiest spot of land anywhere in Biafra land. On the 30th, we will tell you the history of that very place. The same way that the children of Israel were being beaten by snakes, do you remember? And they had a golden serpent and asked them to look upon it. Whoever sees that golden serpent will not die from the snake bite. The same way that by immortalizing those that died, anybody that goes to this place to pray or looks upon that building can never die prematurely. Everything we are doing is guided by the Spirit. We believe in Chukwu Abiama, Chukwu Okike, the creator of the heavens and the earth. It is upon this very creation that we offer every praise and adoration. I worship nothing else than Chukwu Abiama, nothing. And that is why anything we touch turns into gold. That is why all the ideas that we put forward in this very match of ours comes naturally. Everything we do is from God himself, because in his infinite mercy he has realized that we have woken up to understand that only him must be worshipped. Only Chukwu Abiama, nothing else. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have a caller on the phone? Yes, the caller on the phone. Yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. This is Uche Chukwu Ono speaking. I'm calling from Republic of Ireland.
Please go ahead.
Director, we are evangelizing here, myself and Peter Ewuzie. We have some friends that are here with us, and I have to pass phone to him. He's not a Biafran, but he's a friend of Biafran. He's from South Africa, and he's doing a marvelous job for us. He's mobilizing a lot of people for us. I have to give him phone to talk to you, Director.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, please. Hello. Please, your name.
You are speaking to Chinyigo Chauke.
Thank you very much. You're welcome to the program. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, it's like I met Brother Uche here, and then we have been talking. I was so surprised to find that there was a genocide which the world never knew of.
Exactly. The second largest in the history of the world. 3.5 million people killed.
Yeah, because most of the time, even when I was back home in South Africa, we've been listening about what was happening in Rwanda, where 800,000 people died, and we never knew that there were 3.5 million people who died, and nothing has been said about it.
Exactly. That is why we are doing what we are doing. After the 30th of May, the world will know that we still remember those that were killed. Not only did they kill 3.5 million, nobody was taken to court. Instead of them taking somebody to court, they came to us again and took the little money we had in our pockets. So they killed us and they took our money as well.
We are actually together in this with the people of Biafra. We are actually very surprised with what happened. It has not been reported, but no matter how late it is, we can't just attack and forget about the spirit of all those people who perished.
We can't. We can never. That is why we remember them on the 30th of May. Only 10 days away, the world will rise up to a wall of Biafra. In any country you go to, you will see people congregating to remember those that died, that they may live. We can never forget them. Never. Every blessed year, 30th of May, we remember them. Please go ahead.
Okay, there's someone here on the left.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello?
Yes, please, your name. Your name, please.
Yeah, my name is Emeka Igbiro.
Emeka, where do you come from in Biafra land? I know you're in Ireland. Where do you come from in Biafra land?
Yeah, I'm from Idato North, Imo State.
Idato, please go ahead.
Idato North, Imo State.
Yes, please, go ahead. Thank you.
Okay. You know, my question is, I've been hearing about this Biafra that we are getting together to see how we move forward and get our own, let's just put it, it's just like getting our own independence, is it?
Yes.
Just like Biafra coming out from Nigeria. So Biafra is a country, being our own, in our own country.
Yes.
My only question, I'm very, very happy if this can, you know, if this can be possible. But my only question is it only of that, only of that is in Europe that knows about this? Has it gotten up to the federal to know that we want to demarcate? You understand?
Now, we are not demarcating anything.
Yeah.
We are going back to simply the way we were before the white man came.
Yes.
Do you know that we existed before even England was formed?
Uh-huh.
Do you know that Queen Victoria of England recognized that there was a country called Biafra? And I have the document to prove it. Are you aware of that?
No, I don't.
Do you know that Frederick Lugard came without a visa? The man that named you Nigeria or Nigerians, do you know that he came there without a visa?
He came to this country without a visa. He came to Britain or where?
Do you know who is Frederick Lugard?
No. I don't.
Okay. Frederick Lugard is the person the girlfriend came up with.
Where they come from?
Yes. Can you remember any of your friends where they come from?
I have friends that came from Imo State. I have friends that came from Anambra State.
And where is Anambra State and Imo State?
Anambra State.
Where is it? Where is it located?
Eastern Nigeria.
Eastern Nigeria.
It's in Biafra. They say it's in Biafra.
What language do they speak?
Igbo.
Do you have a friend from Sokoto?
No.
Do you have a friend from Yoruba?
No.
Do you know Sokoto people or Yoruba? Do you know anybody from the north? Do you have an idea who they are?
No.
What language do they speak in Sokoto?
I think they speak Hausa.
What language do you speak?
I speak Igbo.
Which religion are you?
Religion.
Which religion? Religion are you?
I am a Christian. I'm a Christian.
People in Sokoto, who are they?
Muslim.
They are
Anyway, I'm coming to the meeting on Sunday because I want to meet more people.
That's very good. Try and come to the meeting. There you will learn so much. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Another question.
Thank you.
Director.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Director. Now, what is happening is that we met him here. He's an Igbo. He's a Biafran guy. We met him here. He have not known that this thing is happening, and we have given him the address where we are having our meeting, and he's very, very happy to hear that something is coming out. And on Sunday we're having our meeting in Ore Park Hotel, Palikolik, the place where we hosted you when you came in here. So many of them, we're calling them, and they're saying that they're going to come, and on 30th May, they're going to be with us. So this gentleman, we met him here, and he's happy to see us.
I'm here with my coordinator, Peter Awuzie, whom we're working very tirelessly to make sure that everything works very fine. And on that 30th May, Director, I tell you that Cork is formidable. We are going to shake the whole island. We are going to shake the whole island. We have already planned it. People that are going to come out, that is uncountable. It's uncountable. We have already make all plans, both the charter, the bus that we're going to use to move people from their various places to the place where we're going to march on that 30th May. Director, we are beside you. We are beside you. We're working in step by step with you. With you, Director, we are going to get that Jaffra. And you believe you me that I have left everything I'm doing, my business, I closed my shop. We are working since the morning today. I don't open my shop today. The same thing with Peter Ujian. He's not doing anything. We are making sure that people are going to hear our voice. We have already written the sent email to Radio 96 FM of Cork here. We have an appointment with them to have an interview with them in a radio station. So we are formidable, Director. We are formidable. Cork is formidable. And I thank my sister, Ebere Anibuogo. I thank her so much for everything that she's doing. I thank Ike Tukwenyagu, Osto Keke. I thank Chukabosa. I thank Chioma that left everything from America to come down and stay with you guys. We are there with you in spirit. And we must get Biafra, Director. Whatever, our brothers, what they are doing, our careless brothers that they are with you, Director, may God bless you. Director, we are just here. We went out to do evangelism, and doing well. Everything is going fine. My PRO have already said a lot, but we want to thank you. We want to thank you, and I use that opportunity to appreciate and say thank you to all Cork people, all the staff, all the executive staff in Biafra, in Cork. They are doing well. I thank our national coordinator. I thank our coordinators in Dublin, in Waterford. I thank everybody. Director, God will bless you. And also, I want to use this opportunity. I know my PRO have already announced our meeting. Director, I want to tell you that they have given us permission. Yesterday, we have the permission from the GADA to march, and they teach me that they march with us. So that's everything wonderful. Is fine. And I've already told the national coordinator about that. We received the letter yesterday. Everything is going well, Director. Every morning, in the morning, we went out this morning. And
so what Uchechukwu is doing as well, we are beholden to two of you to ensure that the world reverberates around Cork come the 30th of May of 2014. Yes. You guys are doing very well. We salute you. Yes. Keep up the good work. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? If you can, give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, Director, good evening. This is the one that you get from Airport States, calling from a letter that I have information about this 30th May.
Are you part of the Biafrans in the UAE? Are you with them on Facebook?
No.
Then that is what you need to do. Go and join them on Facebook. After this call, please go to Facebook and type in the search field, Biafrans in UAE. They will accept you, and then you'll find out what they're doing.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Do we have a caller on the phone? This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Your name and where you are.
I am Chidebere Ibeji.
Yes, please, go ahead.
From Enugu State, memorable. I think it would be good if you keep this secret.
Did you hear and what Barrister Mamezu said? Did you hear the barrister when he spoke earlier, when he introduced himself, basically? Did you hear Barrister Mamezu? When you go for something that belongs to you, there is nothing to be secretive about. That is stupidity. There is nothing hidden under the sun. They do not kill us in private, they kill us in public. So we tell them in public as well that we shall defend ourselves. And we must do so. The reason why we do things the way we do it is this. Let's make this very, very clear to everybody.
We are not running from anybody or hiding from anything at all. No, we don't. Oh, don't say this on the air. Don't say, why? Where are we going to say it? Is it tomorrow when we start? Your parents will say, oh, nobody told us about this. You don't know your people?
We don't know. I remember the time when we have OCC Campo, we, our chief and our IG had a meeting at Enugu State. At 83 division, before a month or something, we have results. So they should not tell us that they don't know their children who are doing this.
And rightfully so.
I just want to let you know that I'm 100% in support of what you are doing. Even if I don't have money, I will sacrifice myself.
That's okay. That's okay. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you for calling. Are you part of us in Malaysia? Are you going to a meeting in Malaysia?
I was at last meeting.
That's right.
Very... Before I proceed, I just want to inform all the indigenous people of Biafra here in Senegal about our meeting coming this Friday. This particular meeting will be the last meeting that we have before the demonstration. We just want to urge all the whole members to turn out in mass to attend that meeting, because we have a lot of things to discuss before the demonstration. Last week, Friday, we have our meeting, and we signed our partnership with them. So they promised to join us in that demonstration. That last week, they have a press conference that they invited us. We went there. You know, they give some of our executive chance to speak about Biafra as Ghana and I am Wokoro. We have been saying this thing for a very long time, pleading to them to come back home. But I can see that a lot of them value their business more than their life. So I hope we cannot stop talking. We must continue to talk so that they can be able to realize that life matters a lot more than the business they are doing. So Director, another thing I want to thank you. Keep on doing what we are doing. We over here are trying our best to make sure that we support in any means that we can be able to do. So thank you and God bless Biafra.
Thank you very much and God bless you too. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. And by way of headline, before we do this, I think we have someone on the phone. Is that correct? They have gone. We want to recap our headline. We are reporting today there has been a bomb blast. They have killed over 200 people. As I told you, Nollywoodmagazine.com is reporting over 200 people killed, according to police sources. A while ago, I told you what will happen. Reuters is now reporting 46 people, and another group of journalists are reporting 10 people killed. What did I tell you? Lies upon lies, deceit upon deceit. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Are you talking to me, Director?
I'm talking to you, please.
Yeah, my name is Ike Chukwu from Isuch in Abia State, Biafra land.
Thank you.
I'm staying here, living here in the Republic of Ireland.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, there is something I want to say about somebody was saying about 2 or 3 days ago that somebody was residing in Senegal or so. They convert him to be a Muslim, and eventually he brought that Muslim thing in Abakileke, where he has a lot of followers there in Abakileke. That Radio Biafra should stop talking about religion. Somebody can be a Muslim, and another person can be a Christian, who can be whatever we choose to be. But let us just focus our attention on how to get Biafra. So I want to ask that lady who was saying that if there is a Muslim in Abakileke and these Muslim people in the north killing our brothers and sisters there, what is going to be the reaction of our people when they come back home to see the Muslim in Abakileke? That's the question I want to ask. What's going to be the situation of these people in Abakileke? Meaning that there's Muslims now deciding in Abakileke. That's my question.
Yes, Director. And the answer to that is very simple. One, we are not bloodthirsty savages.
Anybody can worship whatever or whichever God that they wish to worship. It's their business. We are not bloodthirsty. We are not murderers. The killing and the pillaging inherent in the modern Wahhabi Salafist jihadist Islam is born out of the way that their society was structured. Before the Fulani people came, the Habe monarchies of the north were at constant war. They were killing people. When Othman Danfodio came, Othman Danfodio brought even more death, mayhem and destruction. It is in their psyche, it is in their DNA. To kill is their way of life. Whereas we value and cherish life, they can stay amongst us and worship whatever they wish to worship. We are Biafra. We are here to accommodate people as long as they believe in natural justice and fair play. We are not savages. We are civilized people. We never forced anybody to speak Igbo language. We never imposed our culture on anybody. And surely, there is no way we can kill anybody because of their religion. That is who we are as a people.
Thank you very much, Director. In fact, it's like everybody said it, and I said it before. You're like, if God just send you, because you know every aspect of what we are looking for. Every patient asked, you know what is the right answer to that patient. Because in this our struggle, we have to accommodate people from all over. Like you said sometime, that Biafrans are very good people. They welcome people from wherever. So what you give to me now is what I've been expecting. So I'm all right with your answer. Thank you very much, and let God keep you doing what you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. This is Radio Biafra. We understand that some people are complaining about intermittency in transmission. Please do try and bear with us. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. If you experience any loss in signal, all you need to do is to please refresh your browser. Once you refresh your browser, you should be able to receive us once again. But I'm sure that those of you on satellite do not have the same type of problem. You must bear with us, please. You must bear with us. Is anything happening? Is that I can see from the systems here that we are live. Are people complaining about loss of transmission? No, they are not. They are not complaining. There's another caller from Ireland, I believe. This is Radio Biafra. Hello. Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, hello. My name is Uchen. I am calling from Republic of Ireland.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm listening to the main man on the radio over the internet, but unfortunately I cannot hear his voice now. But however, I was really listening to him many times right now, and I must commend his efforts, his genuity of purpose, and his intention for the entire Republic of Biafra, and I wish and pray God to protect and guide him and lead us to achieve that goal. That's what I pray for, and we keep the support to whatever he's doing, and for the good of humanity and for good of all the people, all the Biafrans, we remain focused and dedicated. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. But I can hear my voice on the background, isn't it? Do we have a caller on Skype? The caller on Skype, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Director.
Please go ahead, your name and where you are.
Yeah, good evening, Director. My name's Anozie Francis. I am a good ambassador of Republic of Biafra in Austria, Vienna.
Wonderful. Please go ahead.
Yeah, anyway, I am just calling for two particular things. Number one is I am very happy to be hearing every day that there are bombs everywhere, because the more they bomb, the more our success is getting closer.
That is correct.
Yeah. And I hear about it. I went out and bought myself a bottle of beer. Yeah.
Yes,
go ahead.
That is correct.
We are our people to start coming home. You know, I don't know what is the problem with my people. They said he who does not know that he does not know is a fool. You know, I believe they are fools because I have somebody over there. I call, please come back home. What I do hear from him is that if I come back home, will you give me what I will eat? You know, people have been so blind that they don't know that anybody that have life, that is he that has hope. And I am tired of hearing killing, if not because of some of our people who are there. My brother, I think it's a good thing to be praying for let them be bombing every day. Because I believe, let them kill themselves. But in other way around, we have people who are there, who refuse to come back home, like who have been shouting on air. Most of us are just good listeners of Radio Biafra, but they never put it in practice. And here in Austria, Vienna, we are working collectively to make sure that day will be a memorable day. Tomorrow, I believe we will be going through to be true with the police, because tomorrow we are being called to come and analyze how we are going to make the demonstration with them. I once again want to thank you all there who is working for us. We are here. We are also contributing our own effort. And because of the blood we have been born into, it's very difficult for us to understand things. Even other people understand the meaning of Biafra than we that are coming from that home. I know what I used to see when I going out for my preaching. It's even when I go to someone who is not even from Nigeria, who is not even from that zoo, who is even from other countries, they listen and even pity me because of what we have been passing through. But we that are from that particular zone, when we go to them, they will tell me, oh, they have given you money. You people are just going, making noise. It is not going to come. You know, people have been justifying on past failure, forgetting that failure is a success postponed. We have been putting in front by this name, Wazirike. I believe God will judge him. And I don't think I will see, even myself, I will be very, very ashamed that the whole world is against me. And I'm trying to come out again to contest for one thing or the other. This is to tell you that most of us are animals are better than dogs, because I believe when you are rearing a cow, you tell a cow go this way, you see a cow move. But to ourselves, we want to hit stone our head before we know what is good. Director, once again, I want to allow others to make their own contribution. But all I have to promise you is that we have been trying our own best to see that our greatest hope are to come. All of us are here wasting our time. Most of us don't even have home here. You know, just because of we are just trying to see, we find good for ourselves while our country is there. And the funniest part of it, other people know that we, as from that area, we have money, we have a source of income, but it's because of corrupt people who have been in this citadel of ruling. Please continue your work and don't let anybody to slow your mind. Thank you very much once again, and I greet you all.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Please continue the good work that you are doing. We have a caller on the phone. Is that correct? Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Calistus Ifanyi Anuru.
Yes.
I'm calling from United Kingdom.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I'm from Umulumo, Amandoba. And Biafra land.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Director, I thank you for the work well done, and all the crew members of Radio Biafra. I'm obviously able.
Thank you. Thank you.
Please, I want to use this opportunity to let our people in United Kingdom to be aware of our upcoming meeting on Saturday, the 24th of May. And this is going to be our last meeting before the match. This meeting is very, very crucial, very, very important for all the Biafrans in the United Kingdom. And the venue of this meeting shall be Texas Garden, Maria Kure Building, by Southampton Way, Camberwell, SE5-7DE. Nearest train station is Peckham Station. And the buses leading to this place are bus 12, 35,
071-436-343-345. Then stop at Peckham Road, off Southampton Way, near Oliver Goldsmith Primary School. The time for this meeting is 5:30 p.m. So the contacts, in case if you miss your road, you contact the coordinator, Faces and Equa, on 074-041-63215. Or contact Jude on 077-035-84833. Or you contact myself, Calitius, on 075-069-04-665. Please, my fellow Biafrans here in United Kingdom, the time for hiding is over. The time for action is here and now. It is very, very important. We need everybody. We need everybody. We have one or two things to do on the meeting that day to finalize our match. We want to be the best among all. Thank you very much, Director, and that's the announcement. God bless you.
And God bless you too. Thank you very much. I need water. God bless you too. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you for that. We are transmitting live and direct from our studios here in Biafra land on this very day, the 20th day of May in the year of our Lord 2014, with the time now standing at approximately 9:45 in the evening. We must welcome all of you, including our new listeners as well. I know that the Skype is working. I don't know what is wrong with it. Our Skype is working and open. It is simply Radio Biafra. And make sure you are tweeting, please. Make sure you are tweeting hashtag 30th May 2014 to let the world know that we are coming. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? If you can, please go ahead.
My name is Ekechukwu from Innewi.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, I'm listening to your broadcast on the Facebook. I'm very glad to hear your voice. I thank you all for your wonderful work that you are doing. I want to tell the director that for the monument, to support the monument, you people will receive tomorrow. Because I've sent somebody to pay something for you to put tomorrow for the monument, and I will confirm that tomorrow if it has been done. Because
okay.
I'm not over there. I have given the instructions to the people that will do so.
Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. And keep on listening. Keep on listening.
I will text my name to you, and I will... Now, tomorrow I will confirm as soon as it is, I will call again to inform you people so that I can confirm that people have received it.
Okay, then please do so. Please do so. And what is your name again?
My name is Ikechukwu Nabike.
Nabike Ikechukwu Nabike. Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. You are calling from Germany, is that correct?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. And God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. We are saying that we have three categories and we need people to step up to the plate to be able to make this a possibility, to come up and support the building of something that will be everlasting, the most magnificent piece of structure of its kind anywhere in Africa, because we have taste. It has to look beautiful. It is a place of reverence, a place of prayer, a place of reflection, a place of deep thought, and a place for you to get very, very close to Chukwu Abiama and the spirit of the very brave men and women that resisted tyranny for 3 years, the tyranny of the Western world for 3 years. We must honor them come the 30th of May. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. We must continue to do what we are doing. We must continue to preach this very gospel. We must continue to do that for which we have been sent here. Do we have a caller on the line? Is that fresh? The caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra, your name and where you are, please.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother.
This is Emeka Umoji calling from China.
Thank you very much.
I'm Amukuru. Evening, the Agwata local government area of Biafra land.
Okay, go ahead.
Director, I was a guy writing to you on Facebook this morning about my brothers and sisters, those who are living in the north, in those plateau states.
Yes.
As if I thought that it's going to happen today.
As if you knew but something was going to happen. Exactly. Exactly.
I was the person writing to you. My brother, I want to commend you for the wonderful work you are doing.
Thank
and
you.
All our brothers and our sisters who are there with you, working tirelessly for the restoration of our country. I want to commend you for that. It's not easy.
Thank you.
For people in China, we have already prepared for the 30th of May. He's a great man. He's really trying. It's not easy. Whenever we go for our evangelism here, we every time, in fact, I don't know what is wrong with our people. If you are telling them this is what is going to happen, they will be telling you another thing. Some of them don't even care. If you are telling them about the meetings, some of them will be saying when the police will come there and they will send police to come there and they. But now we are telling them that they can't do anything. Chukwudema is with us. So, my director, please, Chukwudema will bless you for the work you are doing. Keep it on. We are still behind you. Although that talk rubbish about our meeting here, many of them are coming out now. Many of them are coming out. I just pray that Chukwudema will help us in this struggle.
You say?
God bless you, director.
And you too. Thank you very, very much. Do you know that some people are doubting if I'm in Enugu broadcasting or in a neighboring country? Hey, Chineke, Iberi be warrior, stupidity of the highest order. So, OC is here. OC is in a neighboring country. Yes, we are in a neighboring country to Nigeria. Yes, of course we are. We are in Biafra land, in Enugu for that matter. OCTOKK is here. Oh, as barrister with Societal Demma. Let me go to the barrister himself. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Somebody is saying that I am in a neighboring country. I am not in my fatherland. Can you believe that?
I heard it, but I was wondering where your father's land is.
Oh my goodness.
You know, we hear all sorts every day.
Of course, now. Chiba and also, that's the meaning of it. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director, I tried earlier, but things were not very smooth sailing. But I said, of course, I have to try again. I was laughing and reading about Rochas Okorocha and Wazirike. Two of them are squabbling. Isn't that what the Bible says that when the devil fights within itself, the kingdom will fall. Rochas Okorocha and Wazirike, those who wanted to make the Biafrans look stupid just to enrich their own pockets, just to make sure that them and their family are happy. In the end, we shall see those who will have the last laugh, because they've used Biafrans to make laughing stock for a very long time. All this bombing here and there, we wouldn't have entertained them. It's because we have those that betrayed us and believe that soiling and using the blood of Biafrans to wash their hands and to make money as a result is the best for them. There is always every day for the thieves, but one day for the owner of the house. It was very dramatic and very, very drastic the way Wazirike gave up. His exit was very fantastic, if I put it that way. It wasn't expected. We knew, but at some point, Wazirike will definitely kill himself, or those around him will kill him. But he decided to jump ship before the 30th. Remember, Director, some 3-4 weeks ago, he was giving accolades to those who are associated with him, giving them titles and prestigious honors, and made day for their own celebration. That is how we started with it. We were shouting, and in fact, I in particular didn't even want him to be mentioned on the radio in Biafra. But eventually, of course, you refuse, and you find the result of his own particular celebration, which he abandoned, and now he has abandoned himself. Now, what about those that he has killed, those that he has made fatherless, and those he has made childless, and those he has made their wives widows? It's unfortunate for those people, and unfortunate that even as at 2 or 3 days ago when he resigned, there are still people who are behind him and supporting him sheepishly. But shame on Uwazirike that he has left a lot. When you look at his face, you know that the guy has no personality. He has no finesse in his face. He brought a lot of people behind him and tell them that he's no longer fighting for Biafra. He's now a Nigerian. What a big shame that he has made himself an object of mockery. For the rest of his life, he will live in misery and he will die in miserable life. What a big shame for him. Him and Okorocha are now quarreling and squabbling who made who a governor. But our people are dying and they are squabbling and quarreling about ordinary title that anybody can get tomorrow. While Biafrans, those who refuse to comply and to listen, are dying in jaws in Kaduna. Tomorrow you hear another area in the north that has been bombed because our people prefer to pursue money, wealth. Akonkowa. I remember when I was a little boy, I listened to Pati Obasi's song. He says, "Onye kukwara ego mini, we damn mini." Our people are, because of money, they are falling down and dying for the sake of the same ego mini. Director, let me stand by and, of course, give others time to talk.
Thank you very much. The very eminent barrister himself. We lost somebody who called us from Vermont in the USA. Please, they should try and call us back again. That was a call from the US, please. The person we have now, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, my name is Stanley Otugeme. Hello?
Yes, please, go ahead.
I tell you, I'm speaking with Stanley Otugeme.
Are you a brother to Robert Otugeme?
Yeah, Stanley Otugeme.
I know. I said, are you a brother to Robert Otugeme? Are you his brother?
Yeah, I'm calling from India.
Please go ahead.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
I can hear you. Can you hear me? Give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra. Maybe they're new to this. Give us Hello? Your name. Yes, your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone.
Please, my name is Chinonso.
Chinonso, what is your surname?
Nwadike.
Nwadike, and where are you calling from, please?
I'm calling from United States, Florida.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Okay. I'm very, very happy for the way.
Oh, dear Lord. Yeah, dear Lord. Can you hear me, the caller on Skype?
Director, it's me. Hello.
Yes,
hello.
Please.
Okay, Director. Good evening, Biafrans. It's me, Nonso Ejirika, from Barcelona. I'm from Obueru, in all local government area of Biafran, Director. I want to tell you, yesterday I called Osta Okeke about this bombing, Director. You know, these people kill us before because of the Denmark, the Katuna of Mohammed in Denmark. and then kill us because of that. And they are listening to Radio Biafra. This is Mohammedan Emirate of the North. They listen to Radio Biafra and they are in our Facebook too. So they will massacre our people. I call us to Craig yesterday so that you can tell our people. You know, sometimes it looks sad, but this is the only way Chukwu Abiyama will give us Biafra director, because now Biafra is getting momentum every day. They are now talking about Biafra in Western world because of these killings. And now, you see, that's why he said Chukwu Abiyama will give us Biafra, and this is the sacrifice our people are making now. Because Boko Haram now, they are out now to eliminate all Igbo people in the north because of Mohammedan Emirate they have there. And our people are on Facebook yabbing them, mocking them, and Boko Harams are there. And they respond, and their response is Jos, Kanu, and they will still, this guerrilla tactics director now is a Jos. Tomorrow will be Kaduna, and next one will be Maiduguri, and from Maiduguri to Kafanchan, and Kafanchan to come back again, and that is it, director. So this is on the way. Here in Barcelona, director, we went to interview, calling interview or something like that, a broadcast, radio broadcast, and they asked us about Biafra. And you know what they are telling them about this Biafra here? It's a different story entire, Biafra, director. They tell them that we did a coup, and after the coup, that was what brought to the civil war that we fought and lost. And we told them, no, that is not the truth. The truth is that they are killing us. And we pack our load and went to our village, which is Biafran land, and then came that place again and killed us in millions. And Western world are not talking about it. And they are happy because we are truthful and we are saying it right the way it is. So, director, I thank you very much for the good work you are doing, and I thank everybody there with you. Now we are getting momentum in Western world, and I hope our people should keep it up, because Biafra is here with us. If we lose Biafra, we lose Biafra, not because of the Western world that are not supporting us. Even everybody in Nigeria there, in Biafra land, all these foreign media, foreign everybody, now they are talking about Biafra, director, and we cannot let this opportunity go. So we keep hammering it, we get Biafra. Thank you very much.
Thank
for
you.
The time, director. God bless you.
And you too. And thank you, all of you, for the work that you're doing. I think that everywhere this weekend there should be meetings. I know some of you met last week and finalized. If you have not met yet, make sure you convene a meeting of the country, of the zone, of the areas where our rallies will hold, where our march will hold, where our protests will hold, where our demonstrations will hold on the 30th. I have been saying this all the time, every night on Radio Biafra. Every zonal coordinator, every national coordinator must be working assiduously hard to ensure that our voice is heard and our presence felt in their locality. This is our opportunity to let the world know that there is Biafra. Nobody will do it for us. Nobody will. When Israel was in a similar state, albeit that their circumstance was slightly different, in 1948, they fought until the rest of the world became convinced that they mean business. And then Russia came. We must send this message to the world that we mean business. We must let the world know that there are some people from here you cannot buy with money. We must let Nigeria and the Hausa Fulani people know that there are men and women here that money cannot buy. Because money cannot buy Biafra. Biafra is immortality. If those that tried and failed are heroes, think of what shall become of you when we succeed. We are incorruptible. Incorruptible. Nothing holds us against everything that we say. As long as there is Chukwu Abiyama, as long as there is creation, which is what God is, creation all around us, there is no way that Biafra will not come, as long as we remain incorruptible. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please, your name and where you are.
Hello, Director.
I can hear you. Your name and where you are.
Are you talking to me?
Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Ihena Cho Chukwebuka, and I'm from Onitsha, Ebonyi Dumbisa in Biafra land.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
I want to use this opportunity to thank you and thank all of our brothers and sisters that are in the studio with you, and also our barrister, Imam Mezo, and our sister, Karimonde.
Thank you.
I want to use the opportunity to announce our meeting this Friday. I'm calling individual people in South Yorkshire. We're having our meeting this Friday. The venue is 2261 Edmund Road North. The postcode is S47DP. The number to contact us is 07-8313-08-76. The number once again, 07-8313-08-76. All my brothers and sisters that live in Sheffield, Rotherham, Doncaster, and Barnsley, we have now a meeting this Friday. This is the last meeting of the month of May. The month we are going to remember our fellow heroes and heroes that died for us, so we may live. So wherever you are, come out on that Friday. Let us discuss our how to go to London. How to go to London on 30th of May. Thank you, Director. That's all what I want to ask now, not tonight. Thank you, Director. Keep all your good work you are doing. May God of Super Jam bless you. I bless all the brothers and sisters in Jesus' name.
He said, this is Radio Biafra. We are going to march on the 30th of May. We are going to remember our dead on the 30th of May. And then after that, we open the gates of hell. Very important. To our enemies and enemies of Biafra, this place will be burnt. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra. Do we have somebody? No, we don't. We do not have them on the line. Yes, Osi, go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Once again, my name remains Osta Okeke. I don't have much thing to say, Director, as we have been working secretly. And we not choose to come on air anymore because the first phase is almost done. That is why we choose to remain silent and work for our country this time. Actually, I want to use this little moment that left to us to thank my fellow Biafrans worldwide. Somebody like Barrister Imam Mezo, I must start with, which I'm a for Karimonde Lolo. I must also thank my fellow Biafrans worldwide, our royal coordinators who have been working tirelessly all over the world. We thank you. We encourage your support. I thank you all who have been supporting us in one way or the other. We have been working for our country, not for you, but also for myself. We thank you for all your courage, your prayers, your support in every way. We also want to remind our secret listeners that we know that they are listening secretly, and we are urging them that they should come out. They must step out, because if you think it does not concern you, believe me, it will concern your family relative. We are running out of time in the first phase in this very movement, and we are entering into the second phase. Believe me, my people, you hear our news today, the just bomb blast. We have been warning our people, we have been shouting, we have been going to the whole so-called Igbo market in this zoo. We have been enlightening our people what is to come. We have been calling off our people in northern of this zoo to come back to where they come from. But our people choose to die just because of money. We want to make it very clear that we are very, very happy. Any bomb blast in northern part of the zoo now, we are very, very happy because it added more progress to what we are doing. We are urging everybody all over the world, every Biafran, friends of Biafran, to come out in mass on our 30th of May. We have only 10 days left for the first phase of this struggle to pass away. We keep asking each and every one of you to come out in mass to make sure the world realizes Biafra by force. The world must recognize and know that we exist. We are also making it very clear to everybody who is still in doubt of what we are doing that we don't have time for such coward like you anymore. We urge you, wherever you are listening to us, from our studio here in our capital, Enugu in Biafra land, to please keep on supporting what we are doing. Do not backslide. Do not get angry. Do not get filled up. Do not complain. Do not murmur. Remain loyal and remain honesty. That is what we ask each and every one of you to keep on doing, because heaven and earth knows nothing can stop us from getting Biafra this time. If we fail to get Biafra, if me, you fail to get Biafra this time, it's better we don't come back here again. Me also, we go out. We go back where I come from, never to come back in this land again. Because what is happening here is unimaginable. You can't even imagine what is happening here. This place is called hell on earth. This particular place is hell on earth. The hellfire you are hearing of is here in this country. My people are suffering. Our people are dying. Forget those in Hausa land or northern part of this zoo. Come and see how people die. The miserable life people live here, even in our land. The intimidation from the Zoological Republic police and mobile police and army. Their army don't they don't stay in their destiny anymore, in their barracks anymore. The army now do the bodyguard to each and every one of these criminals in mass. They follow them. Even the army today, I was telling Chokai where we are going. No, I was telling okay. The Nigerian army now do traffic control. They now full main road and do traffic control. A lot of evil are happening here. So my people, we keep urging you, we keep begging for you to keep, do not relent to support what we are doing, because Biafra is what rightfully belongs to us. And without Biafra, believe me, my people, we are finished as a race. Without Biafra, we're going nowhere. Without Biafra, that money you are making out there, all that your struggle out there is in vain, believe me. Because you can't come back here with those money. If you come back here, I think you heard our brother who called from United Kingdom, which they happen to be the victim of the kidnapping we reported today. What is happening here? We are only reporting those we witness. What of those we didn't witness? A lot of evil is happening here, my people. That is why each and every one of you must rise up to make sure we destroy this zoo. Nothing can ever stop us. Nobody, not even myself, not even director of Radio Biafra, nobody be you who can stop what we are doing, because God have determined, God have signed it, that we must be free from the hand of Katoriaras. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Osi. Thank you very much for that. When CNN is reporting that 118 people have been killed, then you know that over 1,000 has been killed. That's what CNN is reporting. Reuters before said 41. Another useless organization said 10. Your people have been blown to bits and pieces in Jos. The same way they blew you up in Madala. The same way they killed you in Kafanchan. The same way they slaughtered you in Maiduguri.
The same way they killed you in Kano, not once, not twice, not three times. The same way you were blown apart in Abuja. Now you have also been torn to shreds in Jos. We must bring hell to this place. We must bring hell to it. Because life here is not worth living. It is not worth living. They have disgraced us as a race. They have reduced us to nothing. They have killed the children of God. They have rendered us desolate. They have pauperized us. They have impoverished us. They have put us asunder. Economically, we are nowhere to be found. Politically, our plight can only be described as destitution. This nonsense cannot continue. I call upon Biafrans. There must be some of you who are born Biafrans the way that I am born a Biafran. There must be some of you somewhere with the very finest blood of that gave birth to the life of one water flowing in your blood, Philip Efion. These are men of honor. These are men that fought for their country. From the stock they came from is where we also come from. We are the people that fought the whole world for 3 years. The Third World War happened in this territory. We held out against all the odds of the earth for 3 whole years. That even Europeans were saying that these are the bravest of the very brave. That is why we must go ahead. And that is why I ask all of you coming back home, please be prepared for what is to come. This is not a bed of roses. We are going to destroy this place. And Chukwu Abiama is my witness. We shall destroy it. I tell you so. When it happens, you will know. We don't need to come to the air to announce it anymore. They have killed us. And as they have made our women childless, so shall we make their mothers childless amongst women. We cannot let go. It's impossible. We remember our dead, and then we bring hell to the living. They have killed us. Nigeria must be destroyed. We must sink this place. We must sink it. So that you will tell your children and grandchildren that there were a group of people, they came, they said something, and they did it. That is how I want to be remembered. Please go ahead, okay? Go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Good evening, my wonderful people, our friends all over the world. This is your brother, Kechukwu Mweze. I just want to remind our doubting Thomas, those that are calling to know whether we are in Enugu or we are in somewhere, maybe in Congo, I don't know, that we don't need such people right now. They can go and hide under their mother's bed, because that is where they belong. The struggle right now is for the brave and for the intelligent men and women. It's not for the cowards and gossipers. We don't need those people right now. We need intelligent gathering and wonderful encouragements and advices. That's what we need now. We don't need the cowards that are only gossiping in bars and motor parks. That's not what we need now. Right here in Enugu, even in our meeting just on Sunday, some people were there asking such questions. And I simply tell them, what we need now are responsible minds, not irresponsible people that are going about gossiping and asking unnecessary questions. If you ask a reasonable question, of course you get a reasonable answers. So we don't need fools this time around. Just stay at home, keep watching, and very soon even the blind ones amongst you will feel the heat, and they will know that men are speaking. And when man speaks, everywhere will shake. That's what we want to tell you. I don't think I care much about the dead anymore and the zoo, because death will definitely come. But I have chosen to die as a responsible person. It is better for me to die a noble death than to be remembered as one of those fools that died in one Abuki bomb. I think that is one of the most shameful things for anybody to be killed by an animal. I would prefer to die here fighting for my people. That is the type of death that I have chosen. And those that want to join us, you are free wherever you find yourself, either in Nigeria or Biafra land. Just ask questions. If you ask a reasonable question, like I said, you get a reasonable answers. We are all prepared, body, mind, and the spirit, to face the challenges, because we know what is going to come. This is not a tea party. For those of you that think that this is a tea party, we know that many men will run away as soon as possible. We know that many men will take off. Some will hide and they will never come back. But that is it. It's part of the game. And we are very much ready to take it to wherever it may call. Even if it takes the ultimate price, some of us will pay it. We know what it takes to be a man. It's not all about making noise or bragging for whatever you may think you possess. Money, wealth, or fame, that is not what makes you a man, but the legacy you will leave behind. I want to be remembered, and I would like to be remembered for my brave and courageous death. That's what I would like to be remembered. Not for some stupid man to kill me in just wherever. No. I'll be here and I'll face them as soon as possible. If you like, you can join us. If you don't, they will still wipe your people. The funny part is that when people die, you think that it's none of your business. These people dying are people's family, friends, mother, father, or child. It may be your friend, they may come from your town or community. You never can tell what and where your own will come, because these people, they are out for something. And the best a man can do is to face your enemy. Ndị ugwu na-atụ nwa nshi bọmbụ ugbu a kwanụ, anyị niile a ga-atụkọ ya ọnụ ka amalụ mbe na mbụ nke bụ oke ugwu ebele na mgbagbu olu na omume onye agba n'ọsọ.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you for that. We are transmitting from Enugu. Some people don't think I'm here. If you come down here, you will see me. If you come down here, I will even go to the airport to bring you. That is why people living abroad for a very long time without coming home is actually a disease. Your mind begins to wander. You begin to write and talk so much nonsense, it is untrue. And also, as Oke said, and before Himosita, we are not going to tolerate any nonsense in this very match of ours. There is no room for sentiment. There is no room for softness. We are going to be as hard as steel. If you are given a responsibility, you will discharge it to the best of your ability. The same way I will do everything for my country required of me, including without hesitation giving my life for her. I will give my life to Biafra. I will do everything possible to ensure that this country comes. Everything possible. I will sacrifice everything sacrificable to make sure that Biafra comes. Our resolve should not be underestimated by anybody whatsoever. Our resolve should not be underestimated. Never. By anybody. If you try us, you're a dead person walking. We will grind you into the ground. We are not joking. Heaven knows we are not. We are sounding a note of warning and caution. People may try. It is our nature to try. But you will fail. If you want leadership, you will go somewhere else and try that rubbish. The indigenous people of Biafra has only one leadership. One and one alone. Anybody stupid enough to raise their head over the parapet will be cut off. Completely cut off. Chopped off completely. To let you know that there are men and that there are men. We are not retreating and we are not surrendering. People are about to find out who we are. In a short while, after the 30th, Unugama. Let's take this call. Your name and where you are, this is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello, this is Igan Napoleon.
You are having fun, we are not. When you call Radio Biafra, you speak like a human being, you are agile. You speak like a human being, and you should be agile. We are not here to entertain weasels. We move, we march ahead. Relentless, our people must wake up. Are you sleeping? Are people sleeping? You don't call Radio Biafra and begin to talk as if you are in a dream. You speak like a man, if you're a Biafran. Yes, can you hear me, the caller on the phone?
Yes, yes, this is Iken Wanoneni from Baheza Aji in Imo State, Biafra land. Director, I'm calling to thank you and thank all our brothers and sisters in Biafra land that are making all efforts to make sure that Biafra is restored. I'm also thanking all the coordinators throughout the whole world. I'm also thanking the Imperial Board. I'm also thanking the Executive Council. Director, you are doing marvelously. And I want to report to you that we are ready. We are ready for the necessary. The media part has been concluded, and we got our flags and our banner. And I'm going to use this opportunity, Director, to make an announcement. We're going to have our last meeting before the May 30 match this coming Saturday, May 24, we're going to have a meeting. And the meeting is going to be held at Biafra Center in Los Angeles. So I'm calling all our brothers, all friends of Biafra who live in Los Angeles and Southern California area to attend this last meeting before the match. The address for the meeting will be at 11033 South Crenshaw Boulevard. 110 South Crenshaw Boulevard in Inglewood. The building is at the corner of 111th Street and Crenshaw. We need everybody there. The meeting is going to start by 10 o'clock. And also, everybody should bring all the list we talked about during the last meeting, the list of our fallen heroes. And also, I want to use this time to tell people the location for the May 30 match. The May 30 match will commence at, everybody has to be there by 11:30 prompt at Federal Building in Los Angeles. Federal Building in Los Angeles, the address of the Federal Building is 11,000 Wilshire Boulevard. 11,000 Wilshire Boulevard is at the corner of Wilshire and 405. We want everybody to meet there no later than 11:30 a.m. for this match. And after that, we're going to have a prayer meeting. The prayer meeting will take place at Centinella Hall. The Centinella Hall is located at 12900 Avalon Boulevard in Los Angeles. 12900 Avalon Boulevard in Los Angeles. If you need to contact me, my name again is Ike. You can want to name me. My telephone number is 323-717-4222. And also, I want to use the opportunity to to tell Danetto to help me to thank some non-Biafrans here who are supporting us. There's a gentleman, a friend of mine by name, Joseph Egan. He gave us a nice donation. And also, there are some other people who are supporting us. So I want to use this opportunity to make this announcement for everybody that attended this last meeting. We need this meeting to make our conclusions. Everything is set. And we are going to conclude the match. The match is going to start from Japan, and it's going to be concluded at Los Angeles. Thank you very much. Thank you, Director. Thank you for all the good work. And may Chukwu Abioma bless everybody down there and all the hardworking Biafrans. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that, one on any. You people are doing excellently well in Los Angeles. It's quite interesting how Los Angeles just came from nowhere and is now dominating the landscape thanks to the wonderful work that you people are doing there. And also, you people should be very, very mindful that you are closing this very event for us on that very day, the 30th of May. We expect something exceptional. Yeah. We expect Los Angeles to sign off the 30th of May in grand style. And I am very, very confident and hopeful that you are going to deliver it. You will do so because you love your country and because your country loves you as well. You shall do the best you can to ensure that our heroes, wherever they are, that they know that this very present generation remembers them. We must make them know that and to come with us as we face our enemies. Thank you very much and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. And I also thank all the friends of Biafra who are helping us in Los Angeles through every means available. We are very grateful to you. We are not looking for any other thing but the very land that Chukwu Abioma, God the Creator, gave to our ancestors. This is where we come from. This is where we are directly descended from heaven to come to. This very piece of land, it is a holy land, it is a sacred land, and we want to return her to her former glory. Do we have a caller anywhere? Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Los Angeles. Yeah.
Good evening, please. Your name and where you are?
This is Tuku Mejano Okunisa, calling from Netherlands, Amsterdam.
From Amsterdam. Are you people ready for the 30th of May?
Yeah, we are ready. We are much, much ready. Everything is complete. Even our Jesse, we share it there on Saturday when we are having our meeting. You know, so everything is on pipeline. We can never let. Everything is working perfect.
That's good. That's very good.
We thank you. Thank you for all the wonderful job you people are doing. For wonderful people of Biafra. Somebody, Simon Mezu, is a great barrister, you know. Sandra Ikalomunde, my sister Bele Chukwu Anabogo. I thank you, Chukwu Eniago, all of you. That leave everything you people are doing, go down to our capital to do the wonderful job. I thank you. I commend all of you. I say, may Chukwu Abioma continue to bless you. Director.
You say, and you too, my dear brother.
Yeah, I want to use this opportunity to announce our meeting upcoming Saturday, our last meeting, you know, in Gaza Hall. I use this opportunity to call the Biafra. Because I don't know what is wrong with all these our brothers. Because everybody, when they talk, they say, I don't know why. They don't want to come out. Even if I wear my T-shirt, come out today, all of them say, yeah, police will arrest you. I say, you people are very foolish. You people are very coward. Let them call police to arrest me. They are crazy. You know?
They are stupid.
People, I want to, please, number to call on Saturday, if you want to come. Our director number is, on behalf of our director, Ndumisi Osuala. I give out his number to call, in case if you want to come on Saturday, 4 o'clock, time, Biafra time. Please, the number to call is 068-576-4986 or you call my number 0687435449. Salator, thank you. The message I sent, I don't know. I was asking you to please let me give me a chance for not to start, for not to Tuesday next week. Then it will be there.
Yes.
Let me see if I can play for bronze. I was struggling, try to make for, you know, to work out to try to get the money to complete. But if I guess what you could have maybe by guess I got Tuesday. Let me see if I can make it.
Yes, we wait.
Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. You pleaded and we shall wait. Thank you very much, my dear brother. We like what you people are doing. All of a sudden, even Amsterdam is waking up. And there is going to be, I won't call it a competition, but we are going to announce the best rally, the best protest march, the best gathering, those that represents the very fine traditions of our people. We are going to judge you on the turnout, on your performance, on the level of awareness that you're able to create. And there is going to be a panel to be able to oversee that. All the continental representatives will join a committee that will determine the country that remembered our heroes the best. I will set out the criteria which they will use to judge them. All the continental representatives that we have will be in a committee to determine which country is best come the 30th, and an announcement will be made on the 31st to announce to the world where the Biafrans are that best represented their country. It's very, very important that people understand this. We must begin to train our people on the virtues of, I won't call it competition at this very stage, but to understand that you need to excel yourself at all times. We will announce the best country so far where we have indigenous people of Biafra come the 31st, following their performance on the 30th. We have a caller on Skype. This caller, can you hear me? Can you hear me, the caller on Skype?
Announced.
They cannot hear, can they? No wonder he has the picture of a Yoruba pastor waving his hand on his Skype. No wonder he doesn't listen, following Yoruba men. Very sad. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, my name is Odera Ono, and I'm calling from back in SS in United Kingdom.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, first of all, I want to commend you and your colleagues and all the entire Biafrans on all your efforts on the restoration of the land, Biafra. I am so proud of you guys, and I've been a proud Igbo man and a Biafran wherever I am, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I've been saying it loud and clear, and I've been making it known to people that very soon Biafra will come into restoration, stronger, bigger, and better. And I want to use this medium as well to talk to all those, some of my friends, some of my fellow Biafrans that are still afraid, that it's nothing illegal. We are once a country. Chinua Achebe wrote a book about it. Chimamanda Adichie wrote a book about it. Even Chiwetere Ejiofor also shot a movie about it. So why should the whole world know about us? They all know. So it is for us to come out and speak, and they will listen. So obviously there's nothing illegal about it. So obviously we are going to march out on the 30th, and we should just do that fearlessly. Because when you come out, that's an Ibebike. They will listen to us. And that is it from me. And I pray that God will answer us and help us to restore Biafra. Thank you.
He said, and thank you very much for that. I said it previously that we don't believe in theory. If you use every Igbo adage to its fullest, there is no way we cannot be free. Igwebike is very simple. You turn out in numbers and they'll give you what you want. It is even the very basic tenet of democracy. The more people vote for somebody, that person gets into power. If we come out en masse to let the world understand
that we are Biafrans and we need to be free. There is nothing anybody can do about it. We were free before Frederick Lugard came. Frederick Lugard is not God. Only God can create a nation. This man came here without a visa. If I want to go to Scotland now, where Frederick Lugard comes from, I will need a visa to go there. If I don't have a visa, they will put me in jail and then they will deport me. So if we are guarding our borders the same way that we should, Frederick Lugard should have been killed and thrown back into the sea. They went to Japan. Japan didn't let them in. Today, Japan is a very proud, independent country, highly advanced, civilized, and developed. Look at us. Somebody will travel all the way over 3,000 miles to come here and tell you, from today, your name is now Nigeria. And some black monkeys from here are jumping up and down, calling themselves Nigerians. That is the worst thing you can do. It means you have no brain of your own. Nobody is a Nigerian. You are either from Biafra, your Arewa, or your Duduwa. Yoruba, Hausa, Fulani, Igbo, Efi, Kibibio. There is nothing like Nigeria. You have half Yoruba people in the zoo. The other half, the other part is in Benin Republic. The other one is in Togo. They speak the same language. Everything is the same. And you're telling me that somebody from Yoruba land, someone from Obomosho, is related to me from Ibegu, when there is another Keinde who is living in Cotonou. Why is it that black people don't reason properly? What is wrong with black people that they can't think properly? Can I go to Europe and change their boundaries? The answer is no. That is why we see Europeans as gods. They can come here and do anything and get away with it. Because you are inferior. Because you cannot reason for yourself. Because you are not men. Go and read the story of King Jaja of Opobo. You will know that there were once men that stood tall and said no to tyranny or the imperialism of the British. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have somebody on the line? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, director.
Please, your name and where you are.
Yeah, good evening. This is Olo Mwabueze calling from Barcelona, Spain.
Please go ahead.
The little contribution I want to make tonight is I want to let this our brothers that are preaching to some of our brothers here that didn't want to hear the name Biafra. They should not despair, because these people who are now in Maiduguri or wherever in the north that are being killed every day, some people have preached Biafra to them, and you will get some of them very stubborn, the stubborn ones. They will say, no, we don't say this to until Boko Haram bomb came to them. I kill all of them. So that's how some of them here are very stubborn. Those ones that are so stubborn, with the ignorance, they don't even know they are on slavery already. Maybe their children will continue the slavery after they have left, because most of them can't even go back to Biafra land. You know, here in Spain, when the crisis, this economic crisis started here, many people go back to their country, like some South Americans, some Asians, but in the zoo, majority of the zoo people are here. None of them go back there because it's a mess. You understand? So if somebody is in that situation and can't realize and wait for somebody to tell him that things are going wrong, they know that person must be sick, must be very, 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 very sick, because it's abnormal. It's abnormal for things to be in the situation it is now in our land. And we'll be here playing, dancing, and making useless argument. You know? Then the last point is this. Sometimes I wonder the people, this World Igbo Congress, or Haneza, and the rest of them, I wonder the people they are leading. Because here in Radio Biafra, they ask all the executives very difficult questions. They answer it. But these other elite people, we don't know where they lead. They just meet. And they will write newspaper editorial, all those things, but nobody see them. Nobody knows. No, they don't. Nobody have time to ask them questions. We don't know the people these people lead. So
So before this thing will start, I think they will be under the red line too, because those people are evil. All of them. And we should not forget that after this Biafran war, the Nigerian government have been using money from the Biafran land to sponsor a campaign. Even this Biafran history, you can't learn it in the school. They try everything because they know they committed a very great crime, so they don't want anybody to talk about it. So we should not blame the people who doesn't have any knowledge about Biafra, because this thing is a very big campaign. They spend billions of money coming from Biafra land to suppress this story. That's how it's going. Even if you're waiting Western media to report this, they can't do it, because most of them are there in Abuja collecting their own share of the oil block. They can't say it so easily. So I just want to encourage all you guys to carry on. I thank everybody who is working very hard for Biafra, you know. Good night.
Thank you very much. Oh, no, thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We have come to the end of our program today. We ask you to go back to your respective countries, to your zones, and prepare for the 30th of May. Make sure you bring the local people with you. The people from that country where you are in, make sure that they come with you. You heard what they are doing in Cork. You heard what they are doing in Los Angeles. Go and bring your friends as well, both from work, everywhere. It doesn't matter. They don't have to be Biafrans. We need everybody to come with us under this very banner. That day, the earth should know that there is a country called Biafra. We are going to make sure it is videoed. Igwebike, make sure it is videoed as well. Our I keep using the words, of course, celebration of life. I understand that. I don't want the word celebration to come in. Our remembrance here will also be recorded if we cannot get it. We are working to get it out live to the whole world. People must listen to us. We are very, very serious about this. And our veterans are responding. I went and saw those of them in Enugu today. I saw our veterans here, and they are coming with us too. They are coming with us. The ones in Onitsha, the ones in Enugu, the ones we have in Abakaliki, they are all coming with us. All our veterans are coming with us. They have seen the light. They know that the encapsulation of the truth regarding how we are going to get Biafra in truth and honesty lies with what the editorial board of Radio Biafra is doing on behalf of the family of Biafrans all over the world. We are simply relentless, which means we don't stop. This Biafra we mention all the time is our religion. On this very platform, Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiam, Chukwu Okike is our God.